why we're here today.
Amen.
Y'all better listen to me, amen.
Amen.
People just getting out left and right. Book ain't changed.
Amen.
God hasn't changed. The Holy Ghost hasn't changed.
Amen.
Care what the brethren are doing and the rest of them. Most of them not going to make it out of this thing. Let me read you this. March the 12th, 2009. Major Matt Hardman lost three men in an impoverished explosive device attack in Iraq. The memories of the ID continue to haunt him. And here's what he said, and I quote, "The day after my guys were killed, one of my squad leaders comes up to me with a box. And it's a box of fingers and ears and just pieces of my soldiers." In 480 B.C., true story, 300 Spartan soldiers and their allies stood against the vast army of Xerxes, king of Persia, a wicked heathen.
Amen.
At Thersites in northern Greece, Leonidas, the Spartan king who led the force, here's what he said to his men before they went into battle. "You are the commanders. Your men will look to you and act as you do. Let no officer keep to himself or his brother officers, but circulate day long among his men. Let them see you and see you're unafraid. Where there is work to do, turn your hand to it first. The men will follow. Some of you I see have erected tents. Strike them at once. We will sleep as I do in the open. Keep your men busy. If there's no work, make it up. For when soldiers have time to talk, their talk turns to fear. And action, on the other hand, produces an appetite for more action."
Amen.
You would please take your Bibles to the book of Jude. Just going to be a few minutes, the book of Jude. Very, very simple message to you folks that are young, got your whole life in front of you. I would venture to say 90% or better of everyone that stood up has had a King James Bible in their lap from day one. You've got parents that's tried to do their dead level best to keep you under sound preaching. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, if that ain't the devil. I hate cell phones. I tried to run a timer. I don't even know why that went off. That's insane. It's a timer going off. Thank you, devil. Amen. Forget that. Anyhow. Took care of that problem. Shouldn't have brought it up here. Let's move on. Anyhow, go to, if you would, please, to Jude. And let's just read one verse. Now, Jude's just got one chapter, the entire book. It's not a big book, as you well know. Only 25 verses. But I want to look right in at verse number 21. The Bible says this, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Let's grab verse 20 because I think it's the key to verse 21. And that's this. It says this in your Bible. "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." And then again, I'll say it says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God." Now, if you would, please go to Job chapter 29. If you would, please, in one hand, Job chapter 29 and Psalms chapter 71. Keep yourselves, young people, in the love of God. I've been in this now, been saved 32 years. And a lot of water under the bridge. When I got in, I'm a product of a broken home. I've had four stepfathers, one real dad. We didn't know God. We didn't go to church. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm saved by the grace of God tonight. I know where I'm headed. I know I got the right book. You ain't going to slow me down, amen. And I'm telling you, the ride gets better by the day, amen. Ain't nothing like it. I said I'd never pastor. I still don't think there's a pastor hair on my head tonight. But God saw fit to deal with me. He called me. And I look back, and I wouldn't have done it without having a call of God on my life. I preached to juveniles for years, the Heritage Boys Academy. Prisons, been all over the place in prisons in Florida for years and years. But now that I pastor, I do nothing else. I love it. I'm ate up with it. My son Mark handles half of the services. And I'm just like a hog in slop. But I'll say this. I'm thankful for our church. Because I've had it up to here with dead, liberal, burnout, women controlled. I'll say it again. Pastors' wives that control the man of God. You better say amen. I'm just not making this stuff up. At killing the Holy Ghost of God. I mean, people come in. I thought we're supposed to come ready to go to church. When you come in here, this man should be able to come to the altar and get straight to God to get ready for the preaching. Not confess a bunch of sin. We got this thing all messed up. Everybody acts like the building's all there is with God today. We got real churchy. Church is at the house, honey. That's where it starts. He's the icing on the cake. People lost their minds. How they're living for God today. You don't just get unhitched when you go out this parking lot off this hill. God's with you everywhere you go. He says He lives in you the hope of glory. Last time I checked, it was a Holy Ghost with a holy Bible. You know what the word holy means? Properly. Whole, entire, perfect. In a moral sense. Pure in heart, temper, disposition. From sin and sinful affections. Hallowed. Consecrated or set apart to sacred use. This book's called a holy Bible, a holy law, a holy commandment, holy scriptures. It's a holy book. It's unadulterated. And I'm telling you, it's my spiritual mama according to 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. You talk about my mama. I'm ate up with it. Telling you, you young people, do good tonight and go to bed and give that book a kiss. I'll give you something to put your hands on it to keep you right with God. Your Bible! Tell you, anyhow, go to Job 29. I told you to go to just one verse in Job 29. Here's what Job said. Chapter 29 and verse 1. Moreover, Job continued in his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when His candle shined upon my head, when by His light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. You listen to that, young people? I don't know how many times I got to say this. We've got 16 or 17 young people. I can't get you saved. I can't keep you saved. I can't make you love God. I know I'm fixed forever. This old boy don't doubt him. I can't remember when I doubted my salvation. I live for God. Far from perfect, but I live for God. My military situational awareness is alive and well. You understand that? And I don't understand why you young people, I guess it's because I came out of the lowest of hells. But my goodness, I'm the wrong testimony to brag about. The ones to brag about are the Matt Keenans. You don't got to go to the gutter to prove God's real. Read the book. We say we believe it. Oh, we got the Holy Bible. It slides from one side of the dash to the other. It sits on the coffee table. You young people don't love that book like you say you do. How many of you read it this week while we're in meeting? You think the meeting's enough? You ain't got to meet with God? We throw it out so fast. Tell you what, I got to have that book. I'm an addict for it, amen. Got to have it. It's a holy scriptures. Second, my first point says you got to realize this is simple. Most of you don't get this. You got to realize it's a holy book. It's alive. It's breathing. It's the mind of God. It's a love letter from heaven. Ain't got no copyright on it. King's English don't need a copyright. That Bible says in Ecclesiastes where the word of the king is, there's power. You want to get victory over sin? I'm telling you, sleep with it, walk with it, talk with it, carry it everywhere you go. Wherewith y'all shall a young man, you know the verses, shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. That book really does work. And if you're trying to build a home without it, you're a fool. Just quit coming to church. You're going to be a hazard to this people. I tell you, People come to church acting a fool, half cocked, full themselves, like we owe you something. I'll give you something. Swift kicking your backside. Amen. It's a holy book. That book said God is holy. You know what it means to rest? I mean to realize, to bring into actual existence and possession, to render tangible. It's tangible evidence. This thing is tangible. You can put your hand on it. I mean, the whole world hates God. You know why? Because of this book. Because of one man, the man Christ. He's, lo, I come in the body of the book. It's written to be to do thy will, O God. It's in Hebrews 10:7. That book is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is that book. You better get that book and hang on to it. And bless God, you young people ought to know why you believe what you believe. And I'm going, got 3 points, I'm fixing to move gears. I mean, we pick on people that smoke. Why don't you smoke? You probably couldn't give me 4 verses or 2 or 1. Lock in a room and close the door. Won't deadbolt until you find God and find that book. Churches are full of people that are dumber than dirt when it comes to the scriptures. You write on the shirt, tell a grandma, grandpa, I get it. But at some point, bless God, if you can read, write, and think halfway decent, you ought to bless God, be in this book and find out what it says. Amen. It's a holy book. Look at Romans chapter 1 real quickly. I'm going to point 2. You need to realize you've got a holy book in your lap, you young men. 4, 5, 6 of you got up here and sang. That's 5 reasons to preach right there. I mean, you got potential there. 5 men can marry and raise families, real families. Not half throttle, not carved up, not running on ethanol. Bless God, not governed down. But men, young men that find God and can raise a family, a holy, godly seed outside the church. Not just on Sunday and Wednesday. I've had it with the South. The Bible Belt, joy on them. They won't even talk to me no more. And I'm not ugly to none of those people. They can't stand to get around us. I didn't change. Those are the people that taught me. They moved. You know what they can do? They go to China and choke on rice. Because I'm not changing. I don't need them. They didn't die for me and they didn't write this book. Bless God, I'm just going to go on down the road. It's a holy scripture. Well, we'll move on. Romans, I'll give you one verse. Romans chapter 1. I told you Romans 1 verse 2. You've already read it, I'm sure. Which he hath promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Number 2, for the sake of time. You need to rest in the Holy Ghost. You say, why are you preaching this? Because we don't. You don't even let him control you. I did it today. You know how much it takes for me to get sideways and aggravated? God's not in that stuff. We can say what we want and come back to an hour later, but that hour you just lost it. You ought to thank God you didn't shipwreck in an hour because you did it without him. And you young people are notorious for it because you're at the house, you've got homeschooling or whatever, what have your church school, you got chores. You got a simple life, man. Better not complain around this preacher. A lot of smack your teeth out. I sure hope you're not lazy. God can't do nothing with a stick and lazy man besides shoot him in the head. These kids, young men, bless God, your rooms ought to be, I ain't even supposed to be preaching. I ain't going. If I go down that road, we'll never come back and I'll have to quit. It's a Holy Ghost. You know what rest means? Quiet, repose, a state of free from motion or disturbance, a state of reconciliation to God. His Spirit lives inside of us. We all know that doctrinally. But when it comes to this thing of walking through life, America is so geared and drunk on what he preached last night. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. Set your affections on things above. We're ate up with it. Our culture is wrecking our churches. American culture is out of hell. It's wrecked many a mission fields, amen. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, you need to rest in him. That book says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. Look at 1 John chapter 2 real quickly. You say, what's this? Isn't that magical about the Holy Ghost? But you'll know when you're grieving him. You'll know. You don't need 17 verses. You know, a lot of times praying's an excuse for you to bide some time to get around the corner so you can try to get away from God. Amen. Say amen. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. It's not a matter of prayer. It's a matter of obedience.
Yeah.
Obedience to God's Spirit. And you young men, I'm telling you, you boys are going to want to get married. Praise God. You should. And then you're going to tow a woman in line with you. The responsibility is off this planet. And then you bring youngins along. I mean, he says he maketh the barren woman to keep house with the joy of mother children. Most women, they wonder why. You can't even keep house. Then you're going to bring kids along. It's going to be hell by the acre. Down south, they've lost it. The southern bells, the bell is cracked like over there in Philly. But I say that, they're like, who are you to talk that way? Well, who are you to disobey God? Man, crazy people. They call themselves independent Baptists. I call them a few other things. Clean things, not nasty stuff, but the Bible just drives me crazy. That's why I have to stay away from all of them. 1 John chapter 2, and I'm almost done. 1 John chapter 2. Y'all know the verses. Let's read it anyhow. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. He says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Now, why is that? It's not physical. Nothing wrong with being in shape. You better be watching that stuff. He hit that. But he says, and the word of God abideth in you. But it don't stop there. Here's the real deal. And ye have overcome the wicked one. That's a small group. You might as well say amen. I've been dealing with young people for 25 years, and I'm telling you, it's getting smaller. It don't have to be that way. That's your choice. You make choices every day, sir. Whether or not you're going to get up, son, read your Bible. You know the drill you've been taught. Whether you're going to find the Lord before you move forward in your day. And then keep him with you. Don't leave him behind at your Bible reading. That's why the living so sorry today. People live like atheists. I'm talking about our crowd. They're Baptist Catholics. No power of God in a preacher. Oh, my goodness. It breaks this preacher's heart. I can think of three right now that's out of the ministry that I knew for years. Good man. Well, apparently they weren't. I don't get it. Just changing, quitting, can't find them with the FBI. Anyhow, you got to rest in the Holy Ghost. Young people, Ephesians chapter 1, you can look it up later, verse 13 and 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Luke chapter 1, Acts chapter 4, chapter 6, all those places, Stephen in chapter 7, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. It's not up to you. He'll fill you. Just be clean and available. A willing vessel. Tells you that in the book of Peter. It's not rocket science. But your flesh hates God, church, and the Bible. If you don't tell that sucker to shut up, you're not controlling the day. I'm telling you, last of all, I want to say this. You already know where I'm going. The word radiate means this. The definition is to illuminate, to shed light or brightness, to enlighten. And that's the temple of God, your body. Just a couple of verses. Go to Titus chapter 1 in one hand. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, let the Bible speak for itself. There is so much stuff on consecration and sanctification. It's a dying art in our movement. It's dying, people. It's on life support. I'm not making this up. Just go around. Travel. You'll find out real quick. And I'm not talking to the Episcopals or the Southern Baptists or the Methodists or the Lutherans. Or the JWs, or the Mormons, or the Catholics. Talking to us. We're losing this. You know what sanctification means? It's the act of making holy. The act of God's grace by which the affections of men are purified and alienated from sin and the world and exalted to a supreme love of God. Consecrate means to make or declare sacred, to declare holy unto the Lord. Sanctify, bless, make holy, make sacred, hallow, set apart, dedicate to God. You are bought with a price. He talked about it last night. Let's read these verses and I'll shut my mouth. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I can't say it enough, young people. You better get you some grit. You better do it. I don't want to hear about another casualty. I've had enough of it. parents, man. I'm not preaching to the parents tonight, but you young people without excuse. I don't care what your mom and dad does. What are you going to do with God? Excuses, excuses. Shut up. Get you some God and get on down the road. You can make it. You can make it if you want to. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. The Bible says this. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know. This is expected. It's kindergarten class. That you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. Our people skip class right there. You go out amongst our ranks, they live like the devil. In front of you, brazenly. And then they come to church and act like everything's okay. Then they blame the man of God when it's dead. Keep reading there. It says, verse 5, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man, skip on down, for God hath, verse 7, hath not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man. He just hit it. It ain't the preacher's fault, but God, who hath also given us the Holy Spirit. And I'll look at Titus 1. I love these verses right here. You know, you read verses in the Bible and you sit there and scratch your head and you look and say, man, Lord, what's going on? Either you need to correct that. You ever done that? I say, Lord, this is messed up. Because what I'm seeing and dealing with is not even within miles of what's going on. It's scary. I've been saved 32 years. It slipped so fast in the last 5. It's quadruple what it did the first 15 I was saved. I mean, it's picking up speed. A church I came out of has got faggots sitting in it. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Faggots. Sodomites. Ungodly. Ought to not be named in the house of God. The verse says in Titus chapter 1, the last 2 verses. Boy, get this. Get this. Like the old black preacher said, you better get it. You better get this. Under the pure, listen up, young people. If you do nothing else in life, you better memorize this. You better love on it. Amen. You better make it into the cable line of your soul. Under the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. You're sitting in here tonight. You've been here all week, you young people. I'm talking to my kids first and foremost, the younger clan. If you're sitting in here and your daddy's a preacher and these other preachers have preached and something hair lips you because ain't nothing been said out of order or it ticks you, but you're good at hiding it because you guys know how to hide it. You've been taught well. Unto God, I hope God wrecks you because as long as you're under my roof, honey, we're going to toe the line. Because God put me in charge. I'm real sorry about that, but I didn't write the Bible. And as long as I'm in charge, chief boatswain, it's going to roll away. The King James says, or bless God, we're done. Amen. We're not going to play a game and hop and knob and run to the church house and act like something's okay when it's not. So young people, tonight my admonition is this. Get in, get all the way, don't apologize. You young men, eat a bunch of gum barrel for breakfast, roll your sleeves up, and let her rip. Amen.